We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network, and welcome to Crimson Live, presented by Alabama One Credit Union, proud supporter of Alabama Athletics. And we're talking Crimson Tide Athletics today. We're going to talk a little golf because the men's golf team continues to do well. Their first event of the season. Jay Sewell, the head coach of the Crimson Tide, joins us now. And Coach, Roll Tide, congratulations on winning the Blessings Cup last week. How's everything going?
Great, Roger. Thank you. First, Roll Tide. We're very excited about what the guys did, and it's great to talk with you about our guys, our team, and Alabama golf.
Well, for the Crimson Tide, it's been a summer of unknowns. We've talked about that kind of the last time you and I talked, right before the schedule got announced. But once everything was decided by the SEC, just what can you tell us about the planning to lead to some of the events this fall?
Yeah, it was very unknown. We didn't know what we were going to do. You know, we're in a very unknown time. You'd better not get too far ahead of yourself because, you know, something could get derailed. But really proud of our administration, Greg Byrne, our conference, and Greg Sankey, and the coaches. We worked really hard together with the SWAs also to put together a plan so that we could get the kids to play. That was our goal. And what I love is Greg, Mr. Byrne was way on board with that. Greg Sankey was on board with that. And it was our job to try to put together a plan that worked. And so we worked really hard as coaches for an entire month when we were on the phone a lot. How can we do this? Keep everybody safe. And we came up with a plan kind of like football. We would just be SEC only. We'd kind of bubble ourselves and really proud of the plan we had. We also knew that'd be very hard. You're basically playing three SEC championships in the fall. And so it took a lot of work, but the common theme from everybody was, how do we get the kids to play? And that was the biggest thing. And I'm very proud that everybody involved, if we went back and forth, went and forward, we went for safety. We never swayed away from the safety for them, but we also never swayed away from with the idea of how do we get them to play in a safe environment. And so, really proud of everybody involved because it took a lot of work.
Certainly did. And it took a lot of discipline from your players. Always see your guys kind of mature as they go along in their Alabama careers. But for them, they're having to mature in ways they really haven't had to before with the kind of self-discipline that you're starting to see from these players right now.
Yeah, you really are. That's a great point. I think, we had to sit down and almost do a school session on how then do we live in this new world if you want to play golf. And so, you know, it's always been about going to school, doing the right decisions and all that in athletics. But, you know, even more than that now, from how socially were you handling things? What were the decisions you made just instead of eating in, did you curbside? All the little things to do. And I'm really proud of our guys. They bought in. They did all the things the way to help us be able to play. And so, but you're exactly right. I think it's also helped their golf too, because those are mature decisions the more mature decisions you make in life, the better you're going to do things, even athletics.
Well, and then your guys get the opportunity to play in Fayetteville at the Blessings Cup. Just what can you tell us about the start to the tournament they had and then closing it out and getting the victory, four of your players in the top 20?
Yeah, it was just great to get back. Like you said, March 12th was the last time we'd worked as a team and as a coach and on the field and all the things that you do. And so, man, we were just so excited. That the drive, getting in the van was one of the great times. It almost felt like it was the first time for all of us. We all felt like true freshmen, even though we had one true freshman in there with us. So so we all felt like him, JPK. But it was great to do it in the golf course. I can't thank Mr. Tyson enough. I thought it was really cool how we were going to start SEC golf with the men and the women together. It was a unique format. You know, we had to make some sacrifices. It was going to take a long time to do it. There's 28 teams, and we had to play in fivesomes. But Mr. Tyson and University of Arkansas did an incredible job of getting this so we could have a tournament. Now, when the tournament started, that was fun. The guys did an incredible job. We, you know, when you play all five together, if you're not careful, your attitudes can go backwards and forwards, either very positive or negative. In golf, we play by ourselves. But in that, there's even a team environment within the team environment. And so our one message was great attitude, be a great teammate. And I think we were successful in one, first because the guys prepared well, but most importantly, they were great teammates and had an incredible attitude. And I think it showed in our scores and then how we play.
Yeah, some low scores for your guys. Wilson Furr, Tyler Lipscomb, they were able to tie for 10th. You had Thomas Ponder 12th, Davis Shore 16th. Some really good results there. What can you tell us about those individuals?
Yeah, it was, I'm really proud. You know, Wilson has transformed not only from a good golfer, but also a leader. He has been a great leader. And I think his dedication while we're here at home has really helped our young people. I tell you, Tyler Lipscomb was a star. He started off pretty rough the first day. You know, it really was only his second tournament in college golf history. I mean, he played his first tournament a year ago and then this one. And so it started off a little bit shaky, but he was a star the last 2 days. He played great, unbelievable golf shots, putted and chipped his ball like a tour player. And so those two guys stood out, one from leadership and one from – and then just his play. And then Thomas Ponder was all those guys. We all play good, but Ponder also adds an element on the golf course that makes golf fun. And you know, when you use the word fun, some people always think that means laughing and giggling and all. No, you're competing. When you're competing, you want to win. You're wanting to beat people. But how do you do that within an environment of the word? You can call it fun, of enjoyment, positivity, or whatever. And Thomas was an incredible bright light that way too. And so, he helped in that. And then I think everybody was encouraged with David Shore finally getting back. You know, he's had almost a 2-year run of injuries, which you don't really have in golf. You know, injuries are maybe a couple of weeks out here or there, not 2 years with a back and then, you know, hip surgery and back problems. So him coming back and being in full form really encouraged all of us also.
And you mentioned it was an all SEC event. That's what you're going to have coming up this fall. I think a lot of people are liking having only SEC football games. Is the same thing true for golf? I mean, just what kind of level of play were you seeing from the other schools there?
Well, it's unbelievable. You know, we came back home and we had our meeting after the tournament, and I told them, and I said, I really wanted them to pat themselves on the back, but let them know what they just did. We've won five SECs in the history of the University of Alabama's. We just did that, meaning that's the only time we've ever played all five teams. I'm hearing the SEC football is almost like an NFL schedule now. You know, SEC golf is literally an SEC championship every week, and we got great teams. And for our guys to go and to do what they did against that talent and everybody over those three rounds on that heart of a golf course with TV and all that goes with it, I told them, I said, it was a big deal, and I want to make sure y'all know that we'll grow from it. Now, we start at zero, and we do all the things the coach said, but I did want them to know how big of an accomplishment they had.
And is that a big confidence boost getting ready for what's next? So we're getting to see a tournament per month, and next up, you guys will go to a Vanderbilt's tournament coming up in Nashville at the end of October.
Yeah, it'll be a different type. You know, we have three tournaments. You know, next one is at Nashville, and then we'll host one in Birmingham in November. A couple of things, we wanted to make sure the safety, so we got tested immediately when we got back. We were all negative, so that was great. So we didn't catch anything while we were in Arkansas, and now we'll spend the next couple of weeks trying to make sure we're good, re-prepare, and get ready for a different style of golf course with a different format, meaning we're not all five playing together. We'll do it more traditional in Nashville. And so it's hard not to get energized to play the game anyway. And it's really hard not to get energized playing against SECs. And it's really hard not to get energized because we haven't really done it since March. So it's been fun to prepare. And so we've hit the ground running today. We enjoyed last week. We got home, we got back, did all the safety protocols. Now we started the day with one mindset, zero. How do we get ready to be as good as we were in Nashville?
And what can you tell us about the tournament that Alabama is hosting coming up November 9th to the 10th, the Jerry Pate Intercollegiate?
Yeah, Mr. Pate's done this for 32 years. He's been an incredible alumni, and has lent his name to a tournament for the University of Alabama. Like I said, for 32 years, he started with his old coach Conrad Rayling, and when we made this decision to go all SEC, we had to move into November, which takes a lot of work. We had to get the golf course again, and then we had to be able to do all SEC teams. Mr. Pate was willing to do all of that with Old Overton, and so I can't thank them enough to be able to do that. I'm excited that we get the host in Birmingham. I'm hoping we're going to be able to have some people come out and watch. We'll do some of the safety protocols that you need to do there, but we're hoping that we're bringing the SEC championship caliber golf to Birmingham in November, and so at Old Overton, which just did some renovations, and so it'd be really their first chance to kind of show off their new renovations of a golf course. And so I'm excited for our team, I'm excited for our school, I'm excited for Mr. Pate, I'm excited for Birmingham, I'm excited for all the people who pull for us, because it does give them a chance to see us in that setting, which they rarely get to see.
Jerry Pate, a great Alabama alum. Speaking of that, how about Justin Thomas? He was in town for the Texas A&M football game. Did you get to see him?
I didn't. We left that morning. We texted each other. We left that day to go to Arkansas. But I love that he wants to come back. I think that's shows who Justin is, what Alabama meant to him. You know, he's getting ready. The Masters is coming up, and it's kind of a strange year for them. Also, he's getting ready to play the Masters in November, but he loves coming back, and so I'm glad he did. I talked to him. He had a great time. Went to the game. The game was great, and I think he came in that day and left that day. But I love that he wants to come back. I love that he loves the Crimson Tide. He loves football. He loves our team. He helps so many different ways, and I think he talked to Coach while he was here. So, their friendship has really grown since Justin left here also.
That's really cool to see for a former Tide golfer. And then yesterday, kept getting more good news for you guys. Another milkshake for you, thanks to Trey Mullinax. He's able to win at the Orange County National Championship on the Corn Ferry Tour. What a finish he had, too, birding two of the last three holes to win by a stroke.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Trey. Trey's been through a whole lot. He got injured last year. He got hit in the head by a golf ball, believe it or not, at a pro-am, and couldn't play golf for 7 months. Had a concussion, and some of our bodies just handle concussions differently. And he had to shut himself down from golf. And so never really lost his card. And so he didn't turn bitter. He just went back to work. And, I've known Trey and I are very close, and I still see him a great deal. And so I'm thankful that I have seen what he's had to go through. And he still comes out here at least once a month and practices. And so talked to him last night. You could hear his voice, and he was getting a milkshake, and I didn't mind. I'm kind of cut sugar down. I've lost a little bit of weight, but it was a good week to have two milkshakes this week, one for our team and one for him.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear you've been continuing the milkshakes. It looks like all the players as well enjoyed their milkshake after winning last week at the Blessings Cup.
Oh, yeah. We went straight to, it doesn't matter. We went straight to an ice cream place. I guess I'm not supposed to promote anything.
Right.
We went straight to an ice cream place. And I get chocolate. It tastes like a winner. And the boys were lined up, and it's become a tradition, and I love that it is. It's kind of fun to watch them. I will tell you this. It is always the best taste of milkshake after winning. I can promise you that.
Well, no doubt. Well, we hope you get to have that again coming up in Nashville and then at home when Alabama's hosting the Jerry Pate Intercollegiate in a few weeks. But, Coach, this has been a blast to catch up. Congratulations on the success not only of your current program but of Tide alums. Everything is clicking right now for Alabama golf. So thank you for your time and joining us today on the network.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you. And Roll Tide, and congrats to you on your new marriage. As we talked about earlier, that's awesome. So I don't know if I'm supposed to say that live, but we just did. So there you go. Happy for you too, buddy. Get you a milkshake for that. Let me let you know, there's no better winning than getting married. There you go.
That sounds good. Next time I'm down, we had our honeymoon at Kiawah Island. I didn't get to play the ocean course. Next time I'm there, though, I will, though. So we had a great time. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you don't play golf on your honeymoon, right. But you can play golf on your anniversary. There you go.
Yeah, I'm starting off as a good husband now, right?
That a boy, you're thinking. That a boy.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach. Roll Tide. We'll see you.
Roll Tide. Thank you, Roger.
All right, that's Head Coach Jay Sewell of Alabama Men's Golf Team. Thanks for watching the Crimson Tide Sports Network.